Hello, world. Welcome to WFHR's Rapids Report, proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic for this Tuesday, October 7th, 2025. Have your host, James, here, joined right now by our great friend, executive director over at Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater, Gretchen Powers, is with us. Gretch, good to see you.
Hi, how's it going?
Always good to hang out and talk with you. And real quickly, I have to embarrass you and wish you a happy birthday.
Well, thank you.
Happy B-Day. Hope 25 is treating you good.
My daughter tells me I'm a geriatric millennial.
Oh, wow.
That's what they're calling the 37-year-olds these days.
That ain't right. That's no. That's not right.
But then my hand hurt, and I'm like, that's kind of arthritis right there. I'm like, maybe it's true.
It's the little things. But we're still young enough to be a part of a variety show, Gretchen. We still have that in us. And that's what we're going to focus on real quick here. And I have a couple of things I want to touch on going on over at Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. Before I get too far ahead, though, I do want to thank you, the board, and the play selection committee of giving me the opportunity to direct and to do On Golden Pond, just wrapping up our show. As you know, and I've been honest with the audience, I haven't directed, and I wasn't that 100% about directing, but you, very similar to times you've casted me, saw something that I didn't, and I'm so thankful for that because it was such a rewarding experience, and I cannot encourage anybody out there enough that has thought about directing to get behind that chair and to get in there and do it. It is such a rewarding experience, and I encourage everybody to direct a play, as well as be a part of shows and things over at Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater.
It was a great show. Good job.
We are celebrating our golden anniversary over at WRCT, and you figured out a really fun way to do this. Going to have a variety show. It's coming up October 11th at 2 o'clock over at the theater itself. Gretch, what are we expecting for this?
This is going to be just a day full of talent, I guess, is the best way to put it.
Yeah.
The people ask me, well, what is a variety show? It's kind of like a talent show, but with like fun. It's all about fun and putting on a good show. So we've got a little bit of everything from music to drama to comedy and improv and just overall just celebrating all the talents of all the people that are involved with the show, or with the theater.
You know, an adult's talent show is a fun way to kind of put it in everything. I think that that's very relatable to a lot of people out there. Mm-hmm. One of the ways that I thought about this, too, is some of the old variety shows that used to be on, and it feels a little similar to that, some of the presentation and some of that, and the literal variety of it and everything. It's a fun idea. It's a great concept. It's not always easy to pull off, though, I really do send a shout-out to this community and so many people stepping up and wanting to be a part of the show.
Yeah, it's come down to like it's at the mercy of who's willing to perform. And you think, oh, I'm going to get a lot of people. It really was kind of hard to find enough people. We do have some kids in it because I was opening it up to all of our aspects from ages 9 to 99. Mm-hmm. So we got representation from the kids, got representation from the Silver Foxes, and everyone in between. But finding the dedicated people. I mean, it doesn't take a lot. It's not like we're practicing a bunch.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So it's just you show up and you do your thing, and then me and Aaliyah are going to do some witty banter in between. So.
You guys are going to do great with that. both great talkers and great MCs. When it comes to something you mentioned there, I see another opening here, and I have to take it. You mentioned opening it up to all those age ranges, and you got some kids involved with this and some seniors involved with this. And those age ranges, those age groups, tend to be a little fearless. You know, you don't think as much. You're not in your head as much as a little kid, and you kind of be a little more fearless. As you get to be older and stuff, you care less and less about what other people think, and you become a little braver maybe with some of your things. But it doesn't have to take those age ranges. In between there is a lot of years. And a lot of years that you may be kind of wanting to do something different or push yourself or try something else. This is a great opportunity to have a local community theater like this. And maybe you're not going to be a part of things as far as the variety show, but if we do something like this again, you might want to be. And you might want to get some opportunities in the theater world. So encourage people to be a part of things over at the theater. They're always looking for volunteers and always looking for actors and stuff. So encourage that. When it comes to the type of event that we're going to be having here, you mentioned there's a bunch of different things going on with that. Is there any kind of particular order you wanted to put stuff in, or you just how we do with this? We just kind of go with it.
Well, I'm trying to make my set list a little bit so that it's like a variety, so I don't throw all the singers in one little group. So I'm trying to space them out a little bit in ages. Like, I've got a couple of the Silver Foxes doing a little bit of skit work. And so each of them are going to do two or three of them, and I'm not going to put them right next to each other. So there's this one actor, Linda Garsky. She does this really cute set of monologues where she dresses up like a 5-year-old girl. She is so cute in it, and it's just this, she's kind of like giving advice from a 5-year-old. And so that's going to be three different sections. And it's just fantastic. The cutest thing. I love it so much.
I would be there just for that. Like, if you told me that's the whole show, I'd still be there. Like, yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. That sounds great. There's going to be some light hors d'oeuvres to go along after the reception.
Yeah, so the board is coming together and bringing in some snacks and stuff to have in the lobby afterwards, so we can kind of. I bought a lot of old photos, and so there's going to be a lot of photo boards that I got to put together yet, and put those in the lobby so people can view old pictures from the last 50 years. It's been a really interesting thing, and I'm kind of going to be honoring people who've worked in the theater for such a long time. So our set builders and our sound and light designers. But I also was able to get in touch with Kathy Miles, the founder of the theater, and she came to the theater and she recorded a little video that I'll be showing at the very beginning, kind of like why she, like a welcome message and why she wanted to start the theater and how she did it. And, you know, she's very proud of what it has become. And so she's hoping for another 50 years, and that's what it's all about.
Very thankful that I've had the opportunity to tell her this face-to-face multiple times, but eternally thankful to Kathy on many levels, certainly as a community those early days of the theater and getting that started and all the work that it took, but just on a personal level. And I, like many people out there, have a personal relationship with her and the way she's helped me or helped my career or something like that. I literally wouldn't be where I am without the work that she has done with me and helped me with and everything, the opportunities, the doors that she has opened for me, let alone us as a community with this theater. It's a very cool thing, a very nice addition to this, and it leads into one of the main points I wanted to get to when talking about the variety show. It's fun. Doing a variety show just in general will be fun. Hey, you want to do one? Let's do one. That would be great. I actually think it'd be kind of a fun tradition to bring along, to kind of almost lead into the main stage season, maybe even. But this is a love letter to the community. This is an opportunity to say to people, hey, we appreciate you. Thank you so much for supporting us. Let's go ahead and take a walk down memory lane and remember some of the great people that have been on this stage and done part of productions. The fact you and I remember those the days, and we love Macmillan Library and shout them out. But what it was like doing shows there and now having our own building and just being able to appreciate some of that stuff. We get so caught up in life, and life only goes one direction. And that's, that's just how life is. But sometimes it's nice to be able to take a pause and look back and be like, wow, come a long way in 50 years.
We have, and it's cool to see everything that we've done, but it's also kind of making us excited for the future of what we can do.
Yeah. And to that, I see a very bright future ahead, especially with you in that position that you're in and everything. I have good feelings and have heard nothing but good stuff from the community. Something like this is an add-on, It's a very cool way and a great way to celebrate the anniversary, the golden anniversary for Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. The variety show is coming up October 11th, 2 o'clock, over at the Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. Be sure to head on over there. And this is something, do you need tickets for?
You can buy them at the door, but if you want to get them ahead of time, it is assigned seating. So if you want to sit in the front row or you want an aisle, get them ahead of time.
I make sure my mom hears that.
It's a one and done type of show, so it's not like we got many to do, and fall is a busy time, so we understand if a lot of people can't make it. But we would like to, it's not necessarily, we're not expecting it to be a moneymaker, but we want a lot of people to attend because it is going to be such a great thing to see.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And whatever ticket sales happen, just like with anything of the productions over there, that this goes right back into the theater and helps the theater continue to do the great work that it's doing. And even if you are not an art person, a theater person, you may not think of those things. You pay taxes, and the theater helps our economy immensely. You would know if the theater was not here, everybody. You would know if it was not in town. Attraction and the way it brings people to our community or entertains our community in general, it is an economic, huge impact on our community and an important part of it. And supporting that, whether it's going to the variety show or any of the main stage show or the Silver Foxes, the kids' productions in the summer, you're putting back into your community. You're supporting the arts. I will remind you Wisconsinites out there, Wisconsin finished dead last in funding the arts last year. From what I know of Wisconsinites, you don't like being last. Let's go ahead and change that. Let's add to the arts, fund the arts, help the arts. And you can do that by taking in a show. That's what you get to do. You spend your money and you're going to take in a once in a lifetime variety show, completely original thing, and enjoy yourself. It's going to be a good night, or good afternoon,
I should say.
Yes. Yeah, it's going to be
good.
And
it's not going to be an incredibly long show. I think we've got it whittled down to that it's like the perfect amount of time where people aren't going to get bored, and it should move pretty quickly, and there will be snacks afterwards that are free.
Yeah, that said, I am going to be acting out War and Peace. That was what I was going to do. I know I sent you some Sel Silverstein stuff and Langston Hughes. I changed my mind.
I'm going to do this to me. I have to reinvent the whole set list.
I thought if I put you on the spot on the air, you would have to let me do it.
Now I'm going to have to cut Old Man Finley.
Oh, see, sorry. No, we can't do that. I'll go back and do the original stuff. That's going to be great to see. I can't wait to see that. Before we let you go, Gretch, I did want to touch on just a couple of other things and remind everybody that our wonderful Silver Foxes have an October production coming up. This one looks like a lot of fun. Eat, drink, and be murdered.
Yep, this is our very first kind of interactive play where the audience helps pick the ending.
I love those.
They're kind of hoping it goes both of the ways one night, you know, each performance. But they're even raffling off a prize at the end because it's like a...
Very cool.
Yeah. Linda Garsky's directing it. She's doing great.
So yeah. Yeah.
It's going to be funny. And it's the funniest Silver Fox script I've ever read. So.
It sounds like it. The plot, everything about it sounds great. We'll probably be talking more about this as we get a little closer to it. But that Silver Fox's production, Eat, Drink, and Be Murdered, October 23rd and 24th, 2 o'clock matinee on the 23rd, 7 o'clock show on the 24th, taking place at Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. Be sure to get tickets and find out more at wrctheater.org. And, you know, keep that website in mind as well. Tonight is the final night for auditions for A Christmas Story. So depending on when you're listening to the pod here and everything, don't know if you'll miss the auditions or not. But they've got other shows coming up. And, you know, speaking of Linda Garsky, she's got a show coming up.
Yeah.
I know the Father of the Bride is going to be at the end of the season. So you've got other productions coming up and other opportunities to be a part of these productions. Encourage you to do that, everybody. And keep in mind, you know, maybe you don't feel comfortable being on stage. Maybe that's not your thing. Always could use you backstage.
For certain.
Mm. Yeah. If you want to be a part of things, we'll probably find somewhere to put you. We'll find somewhere that you can, you'll be comfortable and you'll enjoy yourself and be a part of things.
Yeah, we'll be building the set for Christmas Story, and that's something it doesn't take a lot of nighttime hours, but if you're retired and sitting at home looking for something to do during the day, always take in builders that are willing to lend a hand.
Certainly going to need people to work on that classic lamp. You're going to get a definitely...
It's built already.
No, it's probably already built. Yeah,
yep, we got our props people in. I ordered a mannequin leg and some stockings, and it looks just like it, so...
I love that that's the way you did that. Like, nowadays, you could just buy one. I'm sure they got, like, you made it? That's awesome.
Yep.
That's so cool.
We found $1.50 pair of electric yellow heels, and we spray painted them black, but that's what we're using for the shoe at the base of the lamp. And it's like you'd never guess that it was the ugliest shoe ever.
Oh, that's awesome. That's so cool. I'm looking forward to when we have the cast come on and we talk to them about this. A Christmas Story is going to be coming up in December, everybody. Be sure on the lookout for that. Mark it on your calendars. And be a part of all of these events and take in as many of them as you can. WRCtheater.org. Be sure to follow them on social media as well. It's a great way to keep the date on all the things that they are doing. And Gretchen, if people wanted to get in touch with you directly, just the website, or Facebook, is that the best way?
Facebook. I have an email address of cdwrct@solaris.net. That's going to be on the website if you need to find it. And then there's also a phone number on there as well.
Appreciate you. Always good talking with you. Thanks for everything you and the community put, the theater put into the community. We appreciate you, Gretch. And have a good birthday. Have a good birthday.
Thank you.
We will. We appreciate all of you joining us for another edition of WFHR's Rapids Report.